the idea in terms of art is that you're looking at an individual artwork, which is the result of many different components. And in the case of the artworks we've selected for this exhibition, what you'll find is a use of repeated lines, forms, shapes, colors, textures. Sometimes you create a pattern, sometimes in a more random way, but used by the artist for a specific purpose to guide your eyes, make you think about something differently, make you see something a little differently. But how the artist used these multiple components to create something uniform.
Yeah, and these are all pieces that you're selecting from the permanent collection.
From the permanent collection, that's correct. Some of them have not been seen before. We've specifically targeted a number of our larger pieces, so that's always kind of fun to see something really big. I don't know, it's more of a wow experience, but we also have some smaller pieces that haven't been seen in a long time.
And what kind of thread are you pulling through these paintings, or is it it's really just about the composition?
Yeah, we do certainly many exhibitions that have a particular theme or subject that's being explored either by one artist, by a number of artists. In this case, there is no common idea or theme. It's simply looking at the way in which artists construct images, and it's always been part of art, but it's really, in many ways, in the history of art, a relatively new idea, maybe 120 years, which is relatively new for thousands of years of art production, of thinking about your painting, if you're doing a painting, not simply as a picture of what you're looking at, but as each mark, each line, each color and shape that you're adding is a construction. And how are you planning things out to make certain that the construction, regardless of subject or theme or narrative, works visually? And it's, like I said, it's only been in the last 120 years or so that has been the way in which artists are usually taught and how they often work. Not every artist works mm-hmm. that way, of course, but the interesting thing about this, and it might be harder to understand than in, say, music or either poetry or literature, is it's basically a guideline, a framework for people to work in. So it's the same in poetry. Language has rules. It's the same in music, where rhythm and tempo and harmony, those things apply absolutely to art as well. So it's one of those things that's a part of our lives, whether we know it or not. And so it's kind of taking a look at what's behind the artwork.
Mm-hmm. And giving us a look behind the scenes of what you keep in the permanent collection.
That's true. So this show, and we'll be opening up another show in mid-August, also from the permanent collection. In part, we're doing that to explore some educational principles with art, but we're also using the opportunity for the construction that we're going through, both with the Learning Center and in the months to come within the Art Center itself, that will disrupt in a way our ability to store art. So a lot of the art that we usually store has to come out on the walls so that we can proceed with our construction.
To me, there's this air of mystery around the permanent collection. You're talking about, you know, like an art vault, and it all sounds very mysterious.
It is. I know we're very typical of other museums, whether it's art museums or other forms of museums, where we collect to make sure that we retain some form of ties to our history. But our ability to display absolutely everything is always going to be limited.
How many pieces are in the permanent collection? Ballpark?
Ballpark, 1,100 to 1,200.
Okay. And about how many will be in E Pluribus Unum?
Oh, only about 25 or so. If I picked smaller works, I could probably fit in maybe 40 or 50. But we've got some, as I said, some big pieces.
Todd Behrens is the curator at the Sioux City Art Center. E Pluribus Unum opens this Saturday. For Siouxland Public Media, I'm Allie Carson.
Me.